Of Human Bondage by W. Somerset Maugham. Narrated by Stephen Crossley. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. The day broke grey and dull. The clouds hung heavily and there was a rawness in the air that suggested snow. A woman servant came into a room in which a child was sleeping and drew the curtains. She glanced mechanically at the house opposite, a stucco house with a portico, and went to the child's bed. "Wake up, Philip," she said. She pulled down the bedclothes, took him in her arms, and carried him downstairs. He was only half awake. "Your mother wants you," she said. She opened the door of a room on the floor below and took the child over to a bed in which a woman was lying. It was his mother. She stretched out her arms and the child nestled by her side. He did not ask why he had been awakened. The woman kissed his eyes and with thin, small hands felt the warm body through his white flannel nightgown. She pressed him closer to herself.
"Are you sleepy, darling?"
she said. Her voice was so weak that it seemed to come already from a great distance. The child did not answer, but smiled comfortably. He was very happy in the large, warm bed with those soft arms about him. He tried to make himself smaller still as he cuddled up against his mother, and he kissed her sleepily. In a moment, he closed his eyes and was fast asleep. The doctor came forwards and stood by the bedside.
"Oh, don't take him away yet," she moaned.
The doctor, without answering, looked at her gravely. Knowing she would not be allowed to keep the child much longer, the woman kissed him again and she passed her hand.